HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi guys, I'm Prasid Banerjee and I write about tech at Mint.
And this is TechCetra, a podcast
where we tackle some hot topics in technology
and also
bust some myths. So cybersecurity has been one of the biggest talking points over the last year. But when it comes to enterprise security, there's a lot more nuance to it. Securing businesses, perhaps not as easy as just securing you and me. There are a lot of nuances. There are things like supply chain attacks and so on. And I have with me today, Ripu Bajwa, who's the Director and General Manager, Data Protection Solutions at Dell Technologies, to talk about this. Thanks a lot, Ripu, for joining us.
Thank you so much, Prasid, for inviting me today. I'm excited to be here.
So, you know, Ripu, even before we get to the sort of the nitty-gritties of all of this, I would like to just get your perspective on what you think about the current data protection and the security landscape in India.
Great question, Prasid. I think in the last couple of months, we've seen a lot of businesses adapting to new business models. They have been challenged to start working from anywhere. Remote working, hybrid model has now come in. And that has posed new challenges when it comes to securing endpoints, securing the data, especially the data which is now transacting from various entities, from starting from the endpoints, coming to the core data centers, and also moving to cloud. What has also come and added to this whole set of challenges is the spate of cyber attacks, which we have witnessed, not just globally, but even in India. There has been more than 3 times increase in the number of cyber incidents in the past 18 months, as reported by CERT-IN. And we are seeing IT organizations taking up on this challenge and ensuring that the endpoints are being looked at in terms of the hybrid model, the remote working model, and even the authentication systems are being reviewed. It is no longer about having the data, but important is how securely you're transacting with your data. So with the increasing digitization of a lot of verticals, a lot of businesses, a lot of new challenges have come as far as securing data and making sure you are taking care of all the right governance practices within the organization as data moves between organizations. So these are some of the challenges which we are seeing IT organizations and businesses are coming to terms with and preparing themselves for.
It's interesting that you mentioned the CERT-IN data as well, because I understand Dell also launched the Global Data Protection Index recently, the 2021 edition of that. Could you share some of the key insights from that report?
Yes, that's correct, Prasid. We have recently launched the Global Data Protection Index 2021. It is a study that we do across 15 countries, and data points are collected from respondents, from IT decision makers, CIOs, and CISOs in terms of how they are looking at data protection and what are the changes they are seeing. Let me share some interesting data points specifically from the Indian context. 66% of businesses in India are concerned that their existing data protection measures may not be sufficient to cope with malware and ransomware threats. Not only this, 42% of businesses in India lack the confidence that they can get their most critical business data back in case of a destructive cyber attack. Now, this brings to light the fact that while they would have deployed some data protection solutions, they are not confident. And in fact, they are feeling the need to increase their investments, not in the security aspect, but also now review the cybersecurity of their organization and how they're really going to recover in case of a potential cyber attack. Not just because of pandemic, but even otherwise, if you see the organizations who have accelerated their digital transformation journeys, they have now realized that it is important to protect the data as it gets produced, which is very important, and to be assured that it is meeting the right governance standards, which is very important today, especially because the need of the hour is to make sure that security and management of data from all locations is seamless. And we are looking at making sure all the loopholes are plugged so that the bad actors cannot really get in and exploit the vulnerabilities. To do that, we are launching a lot of solutions. And it really is a matter of pride that today we are at the forefront of offering best-in-class data protection solutions to our customers.
You know, the tech industry usually turns to these sort of these as a service models whenever it comes to these big use cases like cybersecurity and all. What is the approach that is being taken today with respect to cybersecurity?
Actually, as a service is definitely catching up a lot. People are looking at focusing on their core competence, focusing on their businesses, delivering on those SLAs rather than spending their time understanding different IT aspects, or let me put it this way, technology of various providers and running it themselves. What has also brought to light is 84% of businesses in India have stated they are willing to deploy as a service offerings for a few things. A, it gives them flexibility and also maintains their IT operation costs low. Because to learn certain things, it needs more cost, and also having the right resources, right deployment of technology so that you're not missing on certain very key aspects of deployment. It requires a lot of skill sets. So many organizations in India are of the opinion that they should get into as a service and look at outcome-based offerings from their IT solution providers. And this is really shaping in well, because with increasing digitization, people are being measured on the real outcomes which their technology providers are bringing forth, rather than just consuming technology for the sake of it. It is very important that they realize the outcomes which they have signed up for their businesses.
So of course, as a service is a big model, and even for that matter, even malware providers are going the as a service model. On that note, what kind of services does Dell provide? What kind of services does Dell Technologies give to its customers to manage this sort of explosion in data that has happened over the past year?
Yeah, so Prasad, there has been absolutely, it's clear that IDC is also estimating that there is a huge data growth. By 2025, we are looking at about 175 exabytes of data, being produced. And it is important how we see this whole data being managed well. It is clear that today, if you look at various service offerings, many of the things that Dell has been doing and many of the other players have been doing has been offering technology for certain outcome. And it is up to the organization to actually go and deploy that and run it themselves. When it look at the as a service, we are offering clearly the infrastructure piece, but more importantly, we are also estimating the growth, we are estimating the performance levels, and we are really fine-tuning that infrastructure to those needs which are custom built for that organization. And that is really making the difference, because now the customer is getting the full value for every dollar that they're spending, which means now they're able to fine tune every bit of their need and pay only for that. And as a service, when it comes to storage, cybersecurity, backup, these are getting increasingly relevant, because all the organizations today feel that they should not be over provisioned on these resources. And they are very expensive to have if they're not being utilized well. And therefore, organizations want to use more of as a service. Now, to that effect, what is important is how are these companies innovating? What are they really bringing of value? Are they really looking at cost optimization and bringing more more business value to the customers? We are doing a lot in terms of making sure that through as a service, we are trying to not just look at efficiency, we are trying to make sure the architecture of the solution is world-class, and at the same time, bringing down the overall costs, bringing down the overall latency and making sure it is less complex, it's more automated. And to that effect, right solutions with the right price points are very important to all our organizations. And that's where Dell is able to take all the knowledge base that they have of understanding the customer requirements and making sure that the technology elements are able to deliver that to their advantage, so that the customers are able to go with that offerings to their customers and be able to give the right value. So that is how we are differentiating ourselves more, by really understanding our customers, their needs, and then building those solutions and fine-tuning it to them for as a service model.
So while building these solutions, when you talk to your customers, when you look at what's happening in the industry, could you point to any trends that you foresee that will be prominent in the data industry going forward?
Well, the current situation has shown that innovation is not an option, but a necessity. It has not only accelerated the rate of transformation, but also has revealed that businesses have the potential to transform quickly. So what we are seeing today, Prasid, is that more importantly, we have to innovate, and the innovation is important. But elements such as keeping data secure, keeping the identities safe as they are transacting, especially because of now more entities and more workflow, the security aspect should not be kept as an afterthought. One is we have to think of security as we are producing the data, as we are rolling out the service. Security is as important, and it is intrinsic in terms of when you're looking at application development, secure supply chain of your vendors, how the development of software and hardware happens, the secure development lifecycle, all those aspects have to be considered. Who all are your vendors? Is there a third-party risk? These aspects are now taking more importance when you're choosing the vendors of your choice. And these trends are helping because it will accelerate the digital transformation journey if they are taken care of. If not, then they can impede the digital transformation journey. You could roll out new services, but if they are not well secured, then you could have a potential damage to your reputation in case of a cyber or a data loss. And these are the vulnerabilities which the bad actors are always targeting. Hence, the most important trend that we see is that data protection has to be absolutely key, important. And as you're thinking of a new service launch, you have to think of how you want to protect all the entities and the data as it moves between entities. So this is the one of the key trends. To meet these trends and to meet the future cyber attacks, one has to also prepare for the possible scenario of how do I recover from a cyber incident? How fast can I be sure that my critical data sets would be always available? I don't have to pay the ransom. I should be able to go back and tell the business that, hey, I am ready today. I can get back my critical data sets from an air-gapped vault, which is safe from even the cyber attacks. And I keep the data secure. So these are the trends that we are seeing.
And based on these trends, when businesses come to you asking for advice, what kind of advice would you give to businesses who are looking to protect their mission-critical data today?
Like I said, absolutely, Prasid. This is where we are seeing now businesses look at classifying what is most critical, what are their crown jewels, which is that part of the business which they can really bring up fast and not go out of business. They don't have to pay a ransom for that. Every data is important, but certain data is more sensitive, is definitely carrying your IP and your business depends on it. Now that classification of data is the first step. Post that, you need to look at how you are looking at your data protection SLAs against those data types. Some which can be managed in terms of basic hardening, having copies of data being available, you could do that. There are other data sets which need encryption when they are moving or at rest, and therefore you could look at either a multi-factor authentication or you have a two-person authentication for that. The third level, which we call the highest level of cyber recovery and cyber protection, is when you really create an air-gap vault for most critical data sets. Those are the sets which you do not want to be compromised at all. And those data points will keep your business on. These data sets have to be secured in a different way. And therefore, we look at air-gapped vault, which is actually a vault created, which is in such a way that it is going to pull the data. There will be an air gap created, and it pulls the data periodically into the vault, checks for it. Retention logs are kept for a certain period of time. A lot of scanning happens there, and we try to look at which are the anomalies which have come in, and we detect those anomalies fast. Post detection, we go back, roll back to the gold copy, and then we again open the air gap and bring that gold copy back to the main data center. This is a very robust way of protecting data sets and has been certified by many global regulators to secure your most critical data sets in case of a very sophisticated cyber attack. And that is what we look at good, better, best, safeguarding yourself, your data sets from possible all kind of threats or bad actors in terms of how they want to take you down. This really helps in organizations to also plan better, because now they know their security posture better. They are able to go back and tell the businesses, look, you should go and innovate fearlessly. There is no risk. There is no problem in terms of we going and deploying applications in this manner, because we've secured the identities, we've secured our data sets. And in case of the worst, we are able to get back in time. So this is as part of the recovery pillar of the NIST cybersecurity framework, that we've gone and done a lot of work in the recovery space. And with that, our cybersecurity portfolio becomes more wholesome than anybody. And that's why organizations look at very few end-to-end service providers like Dell Technologies, who can take the ownership of not just infrastructure layer, but also the looking at how fast you can recover in case of a cyber attack. These are the new trends, and this is how we are building and safeguarding mission-critical data.
So there you have it. Protecting data is one of the most important things in the post-pandemic world. Not that it wasn't before, but it's sort of even more important now. It's important to separate mission-critical data from non-mission-critical data and everything else that Ripu said. Thanks a lot, Ripu, for joining us here at TechCetera and sharing your insights.
Thank you for having me on the show. It was great speaking to you.
This episode of TechCetera is sponsored by Dell Technologies. And that's it for this week's episode. Please do let me know what you thought of it and what else you would want me to cover. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Undertecker. Yes, you heard that right. That's UNDERTECHER. You can also give us feedback at HT Smartcast. We're present on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And please do log on to htsmartcast.com and listen to all of our productions.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.